Look over there, shake hands, smile, hug their neck.
Let's knock them on their backs, butt them in the mouth, knock their ass in the dirt. That's what we got to do.
We got to stop that buddy ball. Smash everybody in the mouth.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
You're in the Doghouse with Rick Watson and Big Dog Sports Talk on the WRAD Talk Network.
Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
You know what that means? Do you? We're the underdog. We're mutts.
My number one play is the power sweep.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Welcome in to Hour 3, the Power Hour, on Big Dog Sports Talk with Rick Watson. Join the conversation now on the Long & Foster Baker Team Hotline, 540-639-4900, or text Rick and the show at 744-2990.
It is hour number three of the program here on this Wednesday. No David Teal today. He's in Alaska doing all sorts of cool stuff. He'll be out for a couple of weeks. But it is time, no matter if he's in the country or not, which he's not, it's the Roth Report here on BDST.
From the talk of the New River Valley WRAD, it's time for the Roth Report. Now, along with Virginia Sports Hall of Famer, current ESPN broadcaster, and voice of Virginia Tech football, Bill Roth, here's Rick Watson.
And good morning, William. How are you, my friend?
I'm well. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Nice to be with you. I hope you're having a good morning. So I flew down over to Atlanta, and then a 7.5-hour flight to Madrid. So that's been my last 12 hours or so. It's really not that bad of a flight. It's just, it's already 1 in the afternoon and my body thinks it's 8 in the morning. So that's how it goes.
Yep. Well, tell us about Madrid, man. What's it like when you've been over there before, right? I mean, it's just so much to do, so much to soak in.
It's amazing. It's a great sports town. I love Spain. This is our third year in a row coming over here. I've loved Spanish music. I love paella. I love the... We're going to see the reason, there's a lot of reasons to come here, but we're going to go see Real Madrid plays its final regular season game against Betis on Saturday night. And I've got relatives from different parts of the globe that are coming over, and a dear friend from Europe up in Ireland who's come down. So we're going to all go see Real Madrid play Betis on Saturday night. My nephew is coming to the game, nice. So we're going to have a great, great time Saturday night. The game's at 3 Eastern, 9 o'clock local, 9 o'clock here.
That's very cool. Very, very cool. Because you've talked about it before, the popularity of that sport and that particular franchise there, it rivals anything in this country.
Yeah, we actually talked about it in one of our classes. Real Madrid has more social media following than every NFL team combined.
Right.
They're the most popular team in any sport in the world, and if it's amazing, they've got a Twitter account. They do it in 6 different languages, and they've got, I don't know, 30 million followers in Arabic, and 28 million followers in Chinese, plus English and Spanish, and so. They do a lot of really good. There's a lot of things that I wish we could do at Tech that they do in terms. Because, you know, I think that the passion that our fans have is kind of similar to the passion that the fans here. I don't think that their fans are any more passionate than Hokie fans, Rick. In fact, our fans are just as passionate as theirs. It's just they got more of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Real Madrid is the only team, and I shouldn't say that because Barcelona's got some of that in Man U. I mean, they're going to play exhibition games at the Rose Bowl and MetLife Stadium and Michigan's football, and they'll get 108,000 people for an exhibition game in our country.
Right.
And what is it? Why? I mean, you could not get two Major League Baseball teams to go to Paris and draw 100,000 people to watch the Yankees play the Red Sox in a exhibition game, but yet Real Madrid packs any stadium in the United States, and they're just that popular. And they do a really good job with their social media. I think that's a big part of it. They've won, A. B, they signed big stars. They've got the biggest sponsorship in the history of sports marketing with Emirates. They're truly a global team, and they do a lot of really good things. And I'll tell you what else they do, and then we can get on with our stuff. They have their own, you know, we have the ACC Network. They have Real Madrid TV.
Mm-hmm.
They have their own 24-hour channel.
Right.
Just on the team. And live. And, you know, they do some really cool things. I've watched, I don't understand most of it because it's all in Spanish.
Right.
But I'll give you a couple examples that I think is really cool that they do. They put a live streaming webcam in their bus. So you see the bus, and then they fly a helicopter over the bus on the way to the games, home and away. So you see the team on its way to the stadium.
Right.
The streets are just lined with fans, right? I mean, it doesn't matter if the game's in here in Madrid or if it's in Paris. You know, it doesn't matter. They can be playing in Barcelona. They could be playing anywhere in England. It doesn't matter. They people line the streets to see the bus go by, and they have. I think we should put a camera on the Hokie team buses coming up from Roanoke.
Absolutely.
Sitting in traffic.
Right, getting stuck on 81. Yeah, that's right. Well, speaking of Tech, here closer to home, that in Charlotte, pool play continuing. Tech loses a lead last night again, this time to Duke. They've got NC State and pool play. Why in the world does this continue to happen in the ACC?
You know, it's that, you know, Tech is not the only team in the ACC. It's not the only league that does this pool play. The Big 12 does it. The SEC does not. It does a traditional double elimination tournament. And the coaches are against that in our league. For those that don't understand it, like tonight's Tech-NC State game, it doesn't mean anything. I mean, the Hokies can't win their pool.
Right.
Because they lost to Duke last night, so essentially they're out of the tournament, but they still have to play another game. It seems crazy, right?
Yeah, it does.
You know, it definitely takes away if you need the Hokies probably need to win the ACC tournament to make the NCAA. Well, they're out of the ACC tournament now, but they still have another game to play.
Right.
So it's a weird thing. Here's the reason. So, like, in the SEC tournament yesterday, Vanderbilt upset Florida in the first game. Okay. Well, Florida's ranked. Florida's going to go to the NCAA tournament, the Gators. They got a nice team. But now they've lost that game to Vandy, right? Well, now they're going to have to come out of the loser's bracket in that tournament to win the SEC tournament, right? Well, they may end up playing, like, 9 games. And with the SEC coaches, they'd prefer to do pool play. But it decimates your pitching going into the NCAA tournament. And that's what the ACC coaches want to, you know, the ACC has not had great success in Omaha. And one of the reasons they think that the ACC tournament was so tough and people were going through their pitching, and by the time they got to the NCAA and the regionals, their pitching was blown out. And so that's why they do the pool play. It's not as important as the NCAA tournament to the coaches, and they don't want a pitching staff with a bunch of worn out arms next week. And you know, I kind of like the way the SEC does it in their league. They put everything goes right.
Yes,
the tournament champion goes, and they, you know, in the SEC, they think their tournament's better than the college NCAA tournament, right? If you ask the SEC coaches, it's harder to win in Hoover, Alabama than Omaha.
That's right. And they, because, and it's true, because they've won the last four College World Series, the SEC.
but you could see, so now let's say you're the Florida head coach, right? Now, how many more games you got to play this week? It's already Wednesday, right? You might be playing, we could play eight more games this week. You don't want to do that to your pitching staff and then come back and have to play in the NCAA starting next week. That's why they do it. I'm not a big fan of it, but I understand why the coaches do it.
Looking at football, something we talked about on Monday, and how exciting. I mean, even though it's an off-season thing that doesn't really matter, Mark Schlabach put together his post-top 25 college football spring poll, and there's Virginia Tech at number 21. It's just great to see that kind of respect being thrown at Brent Pry starting out year three.
Well, I like the excitement. I think it means a lot to our fan base that has been starved for a winner. And, of course, if the Hokies don't play well early in those non-conference games in September, it doesn't really matter where you're ranked. But I do think it's, as you try to turn this cruise ship, which is that's the crazy metaphor I've been using for the last couple of years to try to turn a football program around, it takes a while, and this is the third year now, and you're really starting to see it now. You see the amazing ability of Kyren Drones and the amazing offensive explosive roster that the Hokies have at their wide receiver core. You see a guy like Bashiel Tutin, and then you see maybe the best corners in the conference play on this team, how they've really improved their defensive line, signing guys in the transfer portal, including one who was an all-ACC player for another team in our league last year in Peebles. So I think, clearly the Hokies have a chance to have a really nice team this year. And I'm glad to see them ranked. There's five ACC teams ranked in Mark Schlabach's post-spring top 25. And they can revise that, of course, in August when the preseason poll comes out, and they likely will. But it would not surprise me to see the Hokies ranked in the AP poll. And if they're not, Rick, in that other receiving votes or also receiving votes category, and I think that's a credit to Pry. And I want to see the Hokies ranked. I've heard people say, well, we're better off not ranked and play with a chip on your shoulder. You've heard people say that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd rather be picked to win the ACC every year.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'd rather in the preseason AP poll, I'd like to see the Hokies rank in the top five every year for about 25 years in a row.
Right,
I mean,
right.
That's what you want to do. I heck with the chip on the shoulder. Let's get our teams back and play and recruit those kind of players here. And that's what they're doing. I mean, They have accelerated the level of players that they're recruiting and bringing in. We've got a great NIL program. We've got an athletic administration and a university administration that is on board, a fan base that is on board. I think Murnup and I did our Level 7 podcast last week, and this is going to be a crazy time with the NCAA and all sorts of things happening. The current administration has positioned Tech about as well as it could be at this point. And I'm excited to see where it goes, and I like where we are right now.
Well, and where they are now is 11-point favorites right now anyway, right, headed into that Nashville showdown to open up the season at Vandy.
I would co-sign on that.
Absolutely.
I think an opening night win or opening day win. They haven't set the time for that yet. The Hokies, the schedule is set up, as we know, with these four non-conference games early. And there's some new players to get acclimated. And while the league schedule is huge and important, as we know, the non-conference games this year for Tech are huge. We've got an SEC team. We've got a Big Ten team. We've got Old Dominion on the road. Last time the Hokies went down there, we know what happened. And we got Marshall at home. And last year, the Hokies played Marshall, and we know what happened. So I think the non-conference schedule in September is really, really important for Virginia Tech But as we talked about here on our show before, I think Tech will be favored in each of those games.
And before we head out to the break, you have a nice story up about a freshman quarterback on Hokie Sports.
I hope everyone will have a chance to read it. Dabby Belfort is he came to Blacksburg Saturday, flew in. For those that don't know, his dad, Vitor Belfort, was a Brazilian boxing champion who became a really incredibly successful MMA fighter, was ranked number one in UFC, had a great career as a professional boxer, both in his homeland of Brazil, and then later they moved to Las Vegas, and he had a huge MMA career, very famous, and now they live down in Florida, and Davi was a four-star quarterback recruit. And, you know, technically, Rick, you know, he was offered by Florida and Georgia and Alabama and Michigan State and Texas A&M. By far, this is the most highly recruited and highly touted out-of-state quarterback Virginia Tech's ever signed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sat down with Davi, and we kind of went through his story of his life. He was born in Rio de Janeiro. He always wanted to be a soccer player. Fell in love with football in Las Vegas when his daddy was boxing, and then they moved to Florida, and his career totally exploded. And it shows the ability of our Hokie coaching staff to out-recruit some of the biggest programs in the country for a quarterback. And Davi Belfort's practice, I have video up on my story. Boxing is a part of his football workouts, and that's very unusual. He goes out on the field and he hits those punch mitts, and then he throws the football.
Yeah.
And it's really a fun workout. You can see the video, and he's got the pedigree. His family is amazing. You know, his dad's huge in Brazil. His mom is famous as a TV reporter. And she was a model that got into journalism, co-hosted a sports show in that country. Davi's got two younger sisters who are both athletes in volleyball and in track and field, and they're probably going to get high Division I scholarship offers in those sports. So it's a really cool family. It's a famous family, candidly, but they're just famous in Brazil. And so anyway, Davi got to Blacksburg Saturday, and you can learn more about him on Hokie Sports.
All right, sounds good. It is Bill Roth from Madrid, the Roth Report here on BDST. Make sure you check out his article on Hokie Sports about Davi. SMA update coming up. Big move for one of the alums of Bill's program. Baker Team Game of the Week and the NRV Heart Clinic Top 3. Maybe we can get Bill to break out into a Spanish song. Who knows? More coming up with the voice of Virginia Tech football, the Roth Report, here on BDST.
So what do you think of the new big screen TV? Pretty good fit in this room, huh? Man, I'm so glad we called Louise to help us find our new home. That apartment was just too small with the new baby. Louise listened to what we wanted, we discussed what we needed, and she found us this great house. We're so happy here.
This is Louise Baker, the Louise Baker team with Long & Foster Realtors. When you are ready to purchase, check us out at nrvhomes.com. Louise, Marshall, and Rhonda will work hard to find your right space.
First in Maine is a beautiful shopping center located right here in Blacksburg and has the perfect mix of shops, restaurants, and entertainment. Grab some new shoes and accessories at Runabout Sports and Walkabout Outfitter to make your hikes around the NRV even better. Looking to grab a bite to eat? Well, First in Maine has great restaurants like Avellino's and Bull and Bones. Looking for some family entertainment? Then check out B&B Theaters for movies, the arcade, and bowling, and True Value Hardware for your home improvement projects. Visit First in Maine today, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Morning, hon. Breakfast is almost ready. I just love cooking on my new stove. I'm so glad we called Louise to help us sell our old house and find a new one with a larger kitchen. She worked so hard to find us just the right property. I just love it.
This is Louise Baker, the Louise Baker team with Long & Foster Realtors. When you are ready to find your larger space, check us out at nrvhomes.com. Louise, Marshall, and Rhonda will work hard to find your right space.
First & Main is a beautiful shopping center located right here in Blacksburg and has the perfect mix of shops, restaurants, and entertainment. Grab some new shoes and accessories at Runabout Sports and Walkabout Outfitter to make your hikes around the NRV even better. Looking to grab a bite to eat? Well, First & Main has great restaurants like Avellino's and Bull & Bones. Looking for some family entertainment? Then check out B&B Theaters for movies, the arcade, and bowling. And True Value Hardware for your home improvement projects. Visit First & Main today, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Now is the time to get ready for the golf season at the Pete Dye River Course. It starts in the Pro Shop, where you can find products from Titleist, FootJoy, Callaway, and Johnny O. Call today and book a tee time. The river course lays out on 2.5 miles along the New River. You will enjoy lush fairways with tight runoffs along the greens that only Pete Dye could have imagined. Call today for a tee time. Get ready for a great day on the golf course. The number is 540-633-6732. Once again, that's 540-633-6732.
From the classroom to the studio to the stadium, it's time to catch up on the latest from Virginia Tech's Sports Media and Analytics Program. Today's SMA update is brought to you by First & Main, Blacksburg's premier destination to eat, drink, shop, and play.
It's the Roth Report here on BDST. Bill Ross in Madrid. What's going on with the SMA? Good news for one of your alums.
Really excited. So Channel 8 in Richmond, TV station WRIC, a couple years ago, Rick, in a way, kind of did away with its sports department. They covered sports, but more so the news people would do it. They tried that for a little bit, and it doesn't work. They want to bring sports back. And they have brought, announced yesterday, they're bringing back one of our Virginia Tech SMA alums, Nolan Knight, who has been a TV sportscaster in Alabama. And he's going to be the new sports director of WRIC in Richmond. And I'm so proud of Nolan and excited for him. He's got a very big challenge, but he's got a blank canvas. And he's going to cover high school football, and he's going to cover the Hokies and all the college sports things you do in our state. And there are a lot of teams at Richmond, too, of course. But Nolan's from the Hampton Roads area of Virginia. So in a way, he's coming back home. And this is the first time we've had an SMA alum who's going to be a TV sports director in Virginia. And so I'm thrilled for Nolan, and everyone who went to school with him here at Tech is so psyched for him. And we're happy for the people of Richmond because there's going to be a Hokie giving them the sports news on Channel 8. That's the ABC affiliate in Richmond.
Very cool. Very cool. Congratulations to Nolan coming back. That's great. That's great. Hey, what do you got, Baker team game of the week? Got the NBA conference finals going? Hockey's heating up? What are you liking?
Yeah, I'm going to go... they played a great game last night, so we're going to go with Celtics-Pacers.
Yeah, it was a great
game. They went to overtime in game one. I think this week it'll be great in that series, especially when they go over to Indianapolis. Just a lot of passion, and I do think the Pacers are still the underdog in this series, but it could be a long series. It could be a heck of a series. So that's our Baker team game of the week. It's going to be games of the weekend in that the NBA Eastern Conference Finals.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, time now.
By the way, talked about this last week.
Yeah.
Did you see the ratings? Those NBA ratings when the Knicks play are off the charts.
Well, ESPN really thought so. They did nothing but want the Knicks to win on Sunday. That was interesting.
Yeah, I thought, I like JJ's from Roanoke, JJ Redick, he's doing color, and Doris and Mike Breen, but, you know, the number of people that'll watch a Pacers playoff game compared to the Knicks is I think everyone understands how that works.
I know. And I can't wait to see these Dallas-Minnesota numbers. Whew, not going to be good for the league, I don't think, overall.
You know, Dallas has both their hockey team and the NBA team in the Western Conference Finals. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool, too.
That is cool.
Them both. Remember last year we talked Miami had both NBA finals and NHL finals,
right?
Both of those teams. And
right.
Dallas has that chance again this year.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, from Madrid, time now for Bill's NRV Heart Clinic. Top three.
Are you ready for today's countdown? It's time for Bill's top three. Now back to Rick Watson.
All right, what do we have in the top three? Is it going to be country relevant where you are now?
Yeah, you had to do that today, right? How about this? I mean, there's been so many amazing athletes from Spain, so let's just go with my personal top three.
Oh, okay, sure.
So you see what you think. I'm going to go Sergio Garcia at number three.
Okay.
Great golfer, Masters champ, right? Won a bunch of tournaments. Great golfer, Sergio Garcia. And then I'm going with a basketball guy here, and there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go Paul Gasol because he's, a six-time NBA All-Star?
Six times, yeah, absolutely. Good choice.
And number one, this is a no-brainer. By the way, it's pretty good because I'm naming three, and we don't have a single soccer player. But Rafael Nadal, I think, is a no-brainer.
One of the greatest tennis players
ever, and probably the greatest national sports hero of this country.
Great player, by the way. Is he real? Is he kind of like got that Michael Jordan aura there in Spain?
He's a national hero. I mean, you know, the players that have starred, the biggest sports stars in this country have been soccer players for Barcelona and Real Madrid, but they're like Messi. They're from other countries.
Right.
Right? You know, they're from... Lionel Messi's from Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought my 7.5-hour flight from Atlanta was long. I mean, I don't know how long that flight is from over there. But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Some of the bigger, you know, and they're... The big story is, I saw the paper this morning, you know, looks like the Mbappe kid from Paris Saint-Germain, the big soccer team in Paris, he's going to sign with Real Madrid. Real Madrid's like the 80s Lakers, you know? They have charismatic players, and they're just as likely to be on the cover of GQ magazine as the sports page.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Mbappe is in that, and that's the big story in Europe. Is Real Madrid about to take the greatest player out of France and bring him to Spain?
Right, right. Well, don't eat all the
paella. I'd much rather talk about the Hokies.
Exactly. I understand.
It's just interesting to see what people talk about here.
Don't eat all
the
paella.
By the way, you mentioned Spanish music. I did change my ringtone this week.
Yeah, what do you have this week?
I changed it to a great Spanish song that a lot of people probably know the melody. If they don't know the words, Entre Dos Aguas, Between Two Oceans, it's written for by a Spanish guitarist. The Mediterranean hits the Atlantic. He grew up in southern Spain, and so he grew up between two waters, between two dos aguas. He grew up between the Mediterranean and the Atlantic Ocean in southern Spain.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, man, have fun. I'm so glad you get to hang out with so many family members as well. Enjoy your
match on
Saturday.
Yeah, well, we're
going
to have family here. It's going to be a bucket list to see Real Madrid play in person. And there's going to be a lot of paella consumed.
Yes.
And it's just for a weekend, just for one weekend. But it's fun to knock something like this off the bucket list.
Absolutely. All right, man. Stay safe.
See you, buddy.
All right, there you go. That's Bill Roth, the Roth Report from Madrid. We are back. Final segment here on a Wednesday when we return.